You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're staying with education for our next story. As a way to save money, 25 states have at least one school district that has cut their week down to 4 days. In New Mexico, 40% of districts have a reduced schedule. The schools in Bayard, New Mexico, switched last year, and one of their schools is profiled in a recent story for PBS NewsHour and Education Week.
When I heard that the school is moving from 5 to 4, I was like, yes!
I kind of don't like it a little bit because I just really want to learn about things.
Bayard schools have already started their second year of a 4-day week, but earlier this year, New Mexico put a moratorium on any more districts doing the same. Kavitha Cardoza is a special correspondent for Education Week, and she reported this story for PBS. Kavitha, thanks for coming to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So first of all, we should be talking about 4-day work weeks before we talk about 4-day school weeks. Just saying. Why? Where did this idea come from?
So initially, it came because of money. School districts were really hurting. Like, so for example, every time there's a recession, you see an increase in the number of school districts moving to 4-day school weeks. And New Mexico was really hard hit with their oil and gas revenues, and that affected school district budgets. And so the superintendent said they thought, hey, what about 4-day school weeks? And the thinking is, if you cut one day, which is 20%, then maybe you can save 20%. Of course, it doesn't always work like that. An organization called the Education Commission of the State, so it's nonprofit, nonpartisan, they actually looked at school districts that had moved to a 4-day school week. And by the way, now there are, you know, school district, more than 500 in more than 20 states have gone to 4-day school weeks. They found it was 0.4 to 0.2.5% in savings. So definitely not 20%.
Has it had an impact on the students' academic achievement?
That isn't as clear, Tanzina, because as you can imagine, there are studies, some of them, as an expert told me, are rigorous, and some of them not so much. So it was really hard going through tons of research because some literally show student test scores go up, some show student test scores go down. Some show an initial bump because everyone is probably excited about this and then it kind of levels off. But based on the studies we have, which are not a lot, there are two really rigorous studies, it seems like kids do as well on a 4-day week as they do on a 5-day week, at least academically. I do want to caution, though, that often averages mask subpopulations. So, for example, we don't know of any studies that have studied kids who are really vulnerable at school and might need an extra day. So kids with disabilities, kids who are low income, kids who are English learners, minority children, they might be vulnerable populations that actually benefit from being in school more.
And, you know, there's another element to this is the parents and or the caregivers and the guardians of these children. We know that finding effective and affordable childcare in the United States is almost impossible for working parents. What impact has this had on working parents? I'm sure if you told someone, you know, you've got to find childcare for your kid on, say, a Friday every day for the school year, that could put some parents in a tight financial position, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And that's part of the reason New Mexico has decided to have a moratorium on the practice. So school districts can no longer go to a 4-day week until the state studies the issue more. They were worried about parents leaving the workforce to care for their children because childcare is so expensive.
But this just strikes me, Kavitha, the thing about this story that it strikes me as though we're thinking about everything but the parents and the children in this scenario, right? We're not thinking about the parents who have to find caregivers. We're not thinking about the kids who, as you said, may need, you know, more time. We're just thinking about the money. And that just seems like a failure of our government, not necessarily of the education system.
So I should say, Tanzina, that the school district I followed, Bayard, they actually spent 3 years doing outreach and collecting surveys and data. And in the end, it was about 90% of parents who signed off on this. You know, the school district I visited also had a lot of families, extended families staying close by. So kids would say their grandparents or aunts or uncles looked after them. Again, I did meet a child in the library whose mother worked. He had a single mum, and he was left alone the whole day. So I absolutely think that some parents are struggling. But officially, the surveys reported 93% of parents signed off on this.
In that specific school district. But I would imagine if this was something that was broader, say, in New York City or, as you mentioned, in D.C., it just feels
Probably impossible,
I think, because so many people would be struggling. Now, there's another group of people involved here, and those are the teachers. You spoke to a teacher called Laura Brown. Let's take a listen to what she had to say.
I feel that extra day gave me that possible one day off to rest and recover as well, but it made my classroom and my teaching that much better because my lesson plans were better, more in depth.
Teachers love the four-day week. They love it. And in fact, even though the primary reason might be superintendents want to save money, very quickly, the secondary reason, if not now the primary reason, is to recruit and retain teachers. So that teacher you heard has several years of teaching experience. She's like really, really valued. She had just moved to the district because of the four-day school week. She was in a five-day school week neighboring district, and she decided to switch because she thought it really made her a better teacher. Again, part of the reason that school districts don't save money is because teacher salaries, which is the bulk of their budget, they're paying teachers the same amount. Often they extend the days a little bit, so they're not really saving on the bulk of their costs.
And how do you see this moving forward? I mean, many of the school districts that we've seen so far that have this schedule are in Colorado, Montana, Oklahoma, Oregon. Do you see this expanding into more urban districts and other parts of the country?
Well, it's actually expanding, Tanzina, not just in rural districts where kids might be on the bus for several hours a day. Just recently, an 18,000 student school district in Denver metro area moved to a four-day week. Experts tell me that it's not just rural schools now, it's urban, suburban, even charter schools are moving to four-day school weeks. They find it helps attract and retain teachers. So I do see it becoming more common. I also hope that is accompanied by a lot more rigorous research in different parts of the country. So we actually see what is the impact and is this a good idea? Or as you said, are we doing this for the adults and not for the children?
Kavitha Cardoza is a special correspondent for Education Week. Kavitha, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.